好，今天大家都好吗
？How's everybody？
今天受洗的十一位弟兄姐妹，可不可以再次从座位上面起立
？Can we invite the 11？
好吧，我们再次拍手恭喜他们。
We'd like to congratulate them.
Yeah. 新生儿，好不好？我们再一次举手举向他们。
Let's lift up our hands to pray.
如果你在他旁边，你就把你手按在他身上。
If you're right next to them, just lay your hands on them.
我要邀请你用最好的祝福，从你嘴巴可以讲出来的，来祝福到他们生命的里
面。Whatever best blessing that you can think of, I want you to speak it out.
好不好？我们就一起开口，来到他们旁边，为他们按手祷告。
Let's lay our hands on them and let's bless them and pray for them. Yeah, Jesus, we thank you. We just bless you. Yeah, Jesus, thank you. Just bless them. And we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless them. Yeah, give them wisdom, give them strength, give them peace, God. Yeah, just give them abundance in their life that they will come to know you as our awesome God. I thank you and I praise you.
天父，我们来到你面前，奉耶稣名祝福这十一位的新生儿。主，你在他们的里面要摆下极大的荣耀同在，充满在他们的里面。主，我求你保守他们，引领他们前面的道路，圣灵天天充满他们，使他们知道前面的道路要如何行。主，我向你来祷告，极大丰盛在他们的前面。主，你准备拥抱他们，让他们看见你的恩典超乎所求所想。主，今天当我们众弟兄姐妹为他们按手的时候，主啊，我们所说出的每一个祝福，主都要落在他们身上，而且要超乎我们所求所想。主，我们谢谢你，听我们这样的祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求，阿们，阿们，祝福你们
，Bless you。
好，是有没有来？我的麦克风要不要换一下？好，那我们今天晚上有一个 Mission Impossible。
Tonight we have a Mission Impossible.
因为在这一堂的里面，我们要能够来总结今天我们要走去的方向。
Because tonight we're going to summarize the direction on which we're heading.
但其实东西非常的多，但是我们求圣灵可以引导我们。
There's actually a lot of context. We're praying that the Holy Spirit will guide us.
所以 PPT 可不可以回到那个孤儿的星球那个 PPT?
So we go to the orphan planet.
我会把两篇信息把它串在一起。
I'm going to combine two sermons into one.
但是串的好不好，就求圣灵帮忙了。
Can we do it nicely or pray to God?
因为我刚刚在下面一直怎么看，我都不知道要该怎么串。
I was looking and studying my notes. It's impossible to put them together.
但是当我不知道的时候，没有关系，圣灵都知道。
Even when I don't know, that doesn't matter because Holy Spirit.
但如果我一直是用我的想法在做的时候，我一定会进到恐惧的里面。
But if I'm struggling with my own effort, I will enter into fear.
但是我知道，我若要跟父神一起同行的时候，我就完全不需要害怕。
But I know if I'm walking with the Lord, I don't need to be afraid.
因为唯有爱才会带出他的同在。
Because only in love we can bring His presence.
因此，今天我想要跟你从一个故事开始。
So today I want to start with a story.
这是一个真实发生的事情。
A true story.
在南非。
In Africa.
South Africa.
South Africa.、Yeah.
在南非，南非有一个叫做克鲁格国家公园。
There was a national park called 克鲁格。
他面对到一个大象的问题呢，就是大象开始濒临绝种。
So they have a trouble, something happening, and that is the elephants are dying out.
所以他们找了许多的这些医学科学家来帮忙，要能够把这个快要濒临绝种的大象能够再一次的生更多。
So bring in the researchers and the experts to study why are the elephants like this and how can we help them?
结果他们的复育工作做的实在太好了，结果真的生了一大堆大象。
And so they did such a good job that the population of the elephants multiply.
多到一个程度，整个国家公园已经失去那个平衡了。
To a point that it was out of balance, way too much elephants.
所以他们就想说，那我们需要把这边的大象呢移到另外一个国家公园里面。
So then they said, okay, we must redistribute the elephants. Let's bring some elephants.
他们就研究那个跳伞的那个。突然无词了，真是，就是个这个撑着的这个东西呢，试试看可不可以绑在一起之后，然后把大象能够从 helicopter 把它运到另外一个国家公园。
So they're designing a method of transporting the elephants, like the wires and strings, transport them through helicopters and ship them.
结果当他们觉得这个非常强壮的时候，他们就试试看要载那些成年的工像。
So they think, oh, it's pretty strong, the wires, let's carry the adult elephants.
你要知道成年的公象是最重的。
You know, the male adult elephant.
结果每一次他们把这个成年的公象一吊起来之后呢，那个绳索就断掉。
So every time they try to transport the male elephants, the strings will break.
所以他们在做新的之后，他们决定说，那我们先不要做把成年的公象载过去好，我们先试试看母象跟小象。
So instead of the male adult elephants, they pick the female ones and the baby ones.
所以母象跟小象呢都被运到了另外一个国家公园。
So they ship and fly the baby elephants as well as the female elephants to another park.
而就把那些成年的公象呢就留在原来的国家公园。
And they just kept the male ones because it's too heavy.
才一段时间过后。
A while later.
所有那些小象跟这个母象去到了那个国家公园呢，就发生了非常残忍的事情。
And then something happened in the new park with there's only the young elephants and the female elephants. Something terrible happened.
他们发现那个园区里面本来有的白犀牛是也要濒临绝种的物种。
So in the new park where they reallocated for them, there are some 犀牛。
Rhinos
that are also endangered species.
然后就一堆的白犀牛开始全部死去，而且死相非常的残忍。
And they saw a lot of dead rhinos just lying around, and they're being like killed maliciously.
他们就在想说，那到底发生什么事情？是不是有人要偷猎？因为白犀牛的牛角非常的有价值。
Because it's really precious, the horns that they have. They're thinking, are people coming to hunt them?
但是当他看到白犀牛身上是没有弹孔的
But then they realized the wounds are very strange.
犀牛角也没有被切掉
And the horn, the expensive horns are still intact.
他们看到的唯一的伤口就是被非常深的刺进他们刺穿他们的身体
What they examine and see very deep, deep wounds.
所以他们就决定摆了许多的camera 就是要把这个录影录下来看看到底发生什么事情
So they put a lot of cameras to just want to see what's happening.
他们看到了非常残暴的一群小象
And they saw vicious young elephants.
他们成为暴力而且攻击性非常强的狩猎者。
They're violent and attacking people like animals.
他们在园区里面到处攻击各样的动物。
In the new park, they just kill everyone, anything.
他们不只是用脚踢或者踩它，而且用他们的象鼻子，不是象鼻子，象脚直接戳进象牙，对不起，象牙戳进这些动物的身体里面。
Not only they're trampling on other animals, they also their horn, they're like killing stuff all along.
但是这件事情是从来没有听过的，因为大象跟犀牛是和平相处的一个物种。
And that's unheard of because elephants are supposed to be gentle and also they're supposed to be friends with rhinos. What?
所以国家公园的管理员们就研究给出了一个结论。
And so the park managers have a conclusion.
这些迈入青春期的年轻的公象呢，他们经历了发情期。
Also, these young male elephants have entered into teenage years.
又刚好是一个交配期的时候，所以他们开始发狂。
It's the mating season, and they went crazy.
但是正常的，如果有一个公象在那个地方的时候，他会教育他们的小象，是在发狂的时候仍然跟随着领袖。
Actually, in normal scenarios, when they go crazy in that period of time, the adult males, elephants would have taught them to follow and stay in line.
当他们得出这样的理论的时候，他们就决定要做一个实验。
So because of this conclusion, they decided to make this test.
想尽办法，一定要把公象全部可以运到这个国家公园里面来。
They will try very best to get the male adult elephants to come back.
果然，当这一些公象被运过来之后，马上隔天。整个公园进到平静的里面。
So then they fly the male adult elephants, and the next day the park went back to normal.
这些年轻的小象、公象呢，他们的暴力行为全部不见了。
The male young elephants, their abnormal behaviors disappeared.
原来这些年长的这些公象呢，站在那边就在代表着这个象群里面的领袖。
Oh, it's the male adult elephants, their presence demonstrate their leadership.
好像这些公象就在教导这一些小象们说这个动作是有失象格。
The male elephants are teaching this is how elephants should behave.
所以突然这一群暴力的年轻的公象突然就变成了回到了他大象的身份。
So the crazy young male elephants went back to normal and behaved properly.
其实你在动物的群体里面，你会发现一件事情，就是为父的公象是不可或缺的角色。
So you can see in the animal kingdom that this male, fatherly figures cannot be replaced.
所以今天人类的世界其实是一模一样的。
You know, us humans as well, we're the same.
父亲或者为父的成熟的这样的领袖是非常重要、不可或缺的角色。
Father's heart, this role is cannot be replaced.
但是如果在21世纪我们现在这么先进的一个世代的里面，如果缺少了父亲，到底会长什么样子呢？
So in our day of age, in the high technologies, without fathers, what does it look like?
让我们来看看美国的数据，因为他们是有在调查的。
Let's have a look at the stats in America, because they're doing researches.
你知道全美国被关的囚犯九成都是男性。
You know, out of the all people, but the population of in America who are in the prisons, 90% are male.
而这九成的男性的里面有75%-90%，他们都没有爸爸。
And out of the 90 males who are in the prison, 70%-80% of them, 90% of them don't have a dad.
这是今天这个世界不敢再告诉周围的人真实发生的事情。
And this is a truth that people are scared to say.
其实马拉基在2500年前他已经看见这件事情。
2500 years ago, in the book of Malachi, it's already mentioned this.
在马拉基书第四章第六节这边说到，我们一起来念好吗？看
哪，
耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女。儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you. Before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, he will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I'll come and strike the land with total destruction.
Malachi 看见一个跨时代的一个季节。
Malachi is mentioning a cross-generational season.
就会有一个世代是完全进到无父的状态。
That there will be a generation that it will be fatherless.
不光是缺乏父亲而已，是找不到有父亲心肠的人。
That it's not just fatherless, but it is cannot find someone with a heart of a father.
其实我们回顾历史里面，我们可以知道有好几次因着战争，其实很多的男人大量的被杀掉。
Looking back in history, we can see because of wars, great populations of males being wiped out.
比如说第一次世界大战，第二次世界大战。
For example, World War I, World War II.
纳粹大量的屠杀犹太人。
The Nazis that killed the Jewish people.
史达林的集中营。
There were the concentration camps.
南京的大屠杀。
There were the killing in Beijing. 南京。
美国的南北战争。
There were the war in America.
我们看到一世代的人因着战争，所有的男人出去征战之后，全部都没有回家。
We can see because of the war, they went out. The males went out to war and they never returned.
只是让女人带着他们的孩子，让孩子能够抚养长大。
And only the females took the role of upbringing the children.
我相信马拉基所讲的绝对是适用于这一些战争的里面。
I'm sure Malachi can describe. The families affected by the war.
但是很明显的，马拉基其实预言的就是我们这个时代。
But it's very obvious this book is prophesying our generation.
因为这个时代已经被人口学说我们叫做无父的时代。
Because by research, our generation has been defined as the generation without fathers.
这个不是基督徒讲的。
This is not said by Christians.
这是这些科学人类学家讲的，这是全世界有史以来最。大的无父的世代的时刻。
This is research done by sociologists and human science. It's the generation that's the most without fathers.
但是你却发现一个非常吊诡的事情，就是其实现在这个此时此刻是全世界有史以来最多男人的时刻。
But then what it was really strange is our generation is the generation that has the most male population existing.
而且根据联合国调查，二十一世纪今天的美国。
So according to the United Nations, the America today,
38% 的孩子都没有父亲。
38% of the children do not have a dad.
所以美国的人类学家也说，现在美国是一个无父的世代的时刻。
And the U.S. researchers they said, the U.S. is a generation without fathers.
我想这十年
无论是来自于中港台，你都可以发现一件华人正在经历无父的时代。
If you notice, the last 10 years, no matter which country you're from, you realize generation as well.
经历从来没有看过华人最大的离婚潮。
We have never seen in the history of Chinese the divorces.
孩子们不知道他们到底要跟随什么样的人。
The children are forced to decide who they're going to follow.
父母亲可以给他们非常丰盛的生活。
The parents can give them wealthy things.
但是他完全没有安全感，因为他没有真正父母在他的生命里面。
They do not have security because they don't have parents.
所以他即使拿着这么丰盛的资产，他根本不知道该怎么办。
Even financially, they're very well off, but they don't know what to do because it's so.
就像那一项公象没有办法教导那一些小象的时候，小象就成为暴力分子。
It's like the male elephants, the young elephants, they are the clueless and they become violent.
所以世界各地现在爆发出非常多治安的问题。
There's a lot of issues of violence all over the world.
很多人都以为是治安的问题，而没有想到其实是没有爸爸的问题。
People are just worried and said it's the issue of violence, but actually the root of it is because the issue of fatherlessness.
但是在美国2017年的时候就被禁止再做这样的调查。
In 2017, the U.S. researchers got banned from doing this kind of research.
因为当有一个新的想法出来说，不再要讲谁说家里面只能。一个爸爸一个妈妈，为什么不可以有两个爸爸或者两个妈妈？
Because there was a new ideology, and that is why cannot we have two fathers and two mothers, and therefore this is what happened.
或者我们搞不清楚他到底是爸爸还是妈妈，反正都应该可以。
We can't tell whether this is a dad or a mom, it doesn't matter.
而当这个思想在这十年席卷了全世界的时候，
and when this ideology just flood the whole world.
就像那些公象被拿走，而那些小象不知道该怎么办，他们就开始残杀他们周围的人。
It's like when the adult male elephants are taken away from their lives, the young people are starting to go crazy.
所以帮派的问题在所有移民的地方产生越来越多帮派的问题。
And the issues of gangs and these are in the second generations overseas immigrants.
在大量移民地方产生很多毒品的问题。
A lot of immigrant issues have a lot of drugs issue, sexual issue.
我自己是在 LA 长大的孩子。
I grew up in LA.
我现在不敢回去 LA.
I'm afraid to go back to LA.
因为它完全跟我那时候长大的样子完全不一样了。
Because LA has completely changed.
所有的毒品自然而然就在那个地方。
The drugs are so available.
各样的性交易就在那个地方。
All sorts of sexual exchanges are there.
而所有这一切正在我们周围发生。
And all these are happening before our eyes.
但是政府不可以再讲说是没有父亲的关系。
But the government cannot say this is the issue of fatherlessness.
因为连一个婚姻都搞不清楚谁是应该是爸爸，谁是妈妈，所以他不能再讲这些东西。讲这些东西就代表着他有歧视。
Politically, they can't even define what's a male, what's a female, because they will get into trouble.
所以2017年不能再有任何人讲说因着没有父亲的关系，所以产生所有这些问题。
So from 2017 onwards, we cannot say these are the issue of fatherlessness.
所有的人就被蒙上了眼睛之后，看到世界越来越糟，但是不晓得到底发生什么事情。
And everyone will be blinded by the truth, and we see the problems. We don't know what the issue is.
但是马拉基讲得很清楚。
But in the book of Malachi, it says it clearly.
当父亲的心能够转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
When the father's hearts are turned to the children, and children's heart turned to the father.
免得我来咒诅遍地。
I will not curse.
这个世界正在被咒诅的状态。
The land is cursed.
当把父亲拿走的那一刻的时候，有很多的母亲要母代父职。但是母亲能够做的非常有限。
The moment we take away the father in the family suffers, and the mother cannot are forced to do what a parent should do.
当一个孩子只看见了一个样式的时候，他的心理、他的状态就开始改变。
If a child only has the influence of a mother and with the lacking, they are starting to grow differently.
你今天有记得我讲到说我怎么带我的儿子跟女儿是不一样的？
Did you remember how I treated my son and my daughters are very different?
你知道儿子本身天生就是会有攻击性的。
You know, sons, naturally, they have the ability to be attacked.
但是攻击性如果有父亲在他生命里面的时候，他的攻击性就转为他的上进心。
But having a father figure, I can able to guide this aggressiveness into something that he wants to achieve and improve.
他就会在他生命里面不断的去更多的学习，或者在商业或在各样领域里面，他会想要卓越。
He wants to grow, he wants to be better, and he wants to be outstanding.
那个是他本能里面的一个力量。
It's a natural strength.
但是如果没有父亲成为他的榜样，只是母亲不断的爱他、保护他。
But without a father's input and only having the mother's nurture.
那个攻击的特性就开始变成攻击旁边的人。
But aggressive attacking behavior will hurt others.
而这个攻击性就会产生极大的力道，变成这社会的问题。
And this behavior issue will grow bigger into society issue.
所以我们看见，当我们正在经历一个最大的无父世代的时刻
，and we are experiencing a generation of fatherlessness, the greatest ever.
你可能会说，至少我现在还待在家里啊，我是一个父亲。
But you might say, "Hey, I'm a dad, I'm at home."
但你知道，有时候有父亲在家里面，却没有父亲的形象，他比有没有父亲在还更糟糕。
But you know, with the physical presence of a dad, but without the actual role and input of a dad, it's actually worse off.
所以到底无父的这个根源是来自于哪里呢
？What is the root of fatherlessness？
其实无父其实来自于孤儿的思想。
Fatherlessness it comes from the thought of an orphan。
可能很多人，有些人你听过这样的一个想法
，Maybe you've heard of this，
但是你不清楚到底是什么。
But you're not understanding it。
那我想要问你，在你的脑海里面有没有听过一些话
？Let me ask you if you ever had these thoughts。
我是孤单的，没有人会喜欢我。
I'm alone and no one likes me。
这些人都是骗我的。
People are lying to me.
我是被拒绝，没有人真的爱我。
I'm rejected. No one truly loves me.
没有人真的关心我。
No one truly cares about me.
我只能靠我自己了。
I can only rely on myself.
因为没有人能够帮助我。
No one can help me.
就连我的父母也不爱我。
My parents don't love me.
他们只看我的表现怎么样。
My parents only cares about my performance.
他们从来没有说过他们爱我。
They never said they love me.
我也没有听过他们说任何对我肯定的话。
I never heard any affirmation from them.
即便你已经相信了耶稣，
even though you're a Christian,
你知道神是你的天父，
you know that God is your heavenly father.
但是魔鬼还是继续可以用谎言来告诉你刚刚所讲的每一句话。
But the devil continues to use above lies to speak to you.
他不断的告诉你，其实没有人爱你。
The devil continues to lie to you, no one loves you.
甚至神对你的爱都是有条件。
He even questioned the love of God to be conditional.
根本就没有无条件的爱。
There's no such thing as unconditional love.
你知道，你可能其实你已经是基督徒很久了。
Maybe you're a Christian for a long time.
你明明知道神给的是无条件的爱。
You know God gives unconditional love.
但是你会用一个眼光去解读他的时候。
But you have a perspective that twisted it.
你会觉得他其实好像对某些人比较好。
You feel like maybe God loves someone better.
好像医治就会发生在某些人身上。
Or God's healing falls on others.
见证就发生在某些人身上。
Testimony on others.
但是永远都不会在我身上。
Never on me.
其实这几个思想到底怎么来的？
Where does this thought come from?
其实早在世界还没有被创造以前，就已经发生了一个震动天地的事情。
So before the world were created, something happened in the heavens.
我们来看以赛亚书的第十四章第十二节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 14.
好吧，我们一起来念。
Let's read.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上。我要高举我的宝座在神众心以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。
How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of dawn, you have been cast down to the earth, you who once lay low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heavens, I will rise my throne above the stars of God, I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon.
好，我们再往下走。
Let's go to next
我们一起来念
Let's read.
我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等，然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处，凡看见你的都要定睛看你，留意看你，说使大地颤抖，使列国震动。
I will ascend above the top of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you stare at you. They ponder your fate. Is this the man who shook the earth and made kingdoms tremble?
你知道以赛亚这位先知，他看见了这个世界还没有被创造以前所发生的事情。
Isaiah the prophet saw a vision, something that happened before the creation of time.
他看见的就是当年的天使长叫做撒。
Back in the time, and the shift angel,
他是带着所有的天使一起来敬拜神的天使长。
The worship leader of the angels.
我不晓得他是不是因为他是敬拜主领，所以他一直在对着人。
I don't know.
对着天使。
Because he is a worship leader, he always faced the angels.
他举起手来唱得非常大声。
And lift up my hands and sing very loudly.
他被称为那明亮的晨星，是最耀眼的一颗天。最耀眼的天使长。
He's been called that bright shining star, the shiningest of all.
当所有的天使都举起他们的翅膀说 Holy, Holy, Holy.
And all the angels follow and lift up their wings and say Holy, Holy.
突然有一天他站在这个地方他带敬拜的时候突然觉得好像所有的天使在敬拜我。
And then maybe he's leading the worship one day and he felt like, oh, all the worship felt like it was to me.
那以后我们为了让敬拜主领不要跌倒的话以后敬拜要带着帐带。
So just to protect worship leaders, maybe when they lead worship, they should face the other way.
So when
we're leading worship, we're not leading the people to enjoy my
singing. To
not seek what do they feel when I lead worship. So that when we lead worship, that they will see Jesus.
They will say,
wow, the presence of God was so good. If I'm leading worship and I affected, distracted people to see God, then I pray that God will remove me.
人可以直接看见神
so that the people can see God directly.
所以当时候的这个天使长
so the worship leader angel,
他被称为明亮之星早晨之子是一个非常荣耀的样式
We call the rise shining stars filled with glory.
他甚至已经升到了高空
He's rise above.
他突然觉得他其实可以跟神同等
He felt like he's equal to God.
这个罪其实到了伊甸园里面又重新发生了一遍。
This sin actually happened again in time of Eden.
你记得蛇去问亚当跟夏娃的时候，他们说，其实神怕你会跟他一样。
So when Satan tempted Adam and Eve, Satan said, "Hey, God is afraid that you will be like God."
如果你吃了那分别善恶树上果子的话，你就会跟神一样。所以他是故意不想让你知道这件事情。
Oh, if you eat the fruit, you will be like God. So God doesn't want you to be like him.
那只蛇就是这个被打下来的天使长。
That serpent is this worship leader angel.
他自己怎么衰落的，他就想要让神的孩子也一模一样的坠落。
How he fell, he wanted the same to happen to the children of God.
我们看到当时候这个天使长就被赶出去。
So this leader angel got cast out.
圣经上面说，在天上有一个龙，然后尾巴拉了三分之一的星辰，一起坠落到地上。
So the Bible described the dragon pull up the tail and took one third of the stars into the ground.
代表有三分之一的天使在创世以前，他们就已经被丢到了一个地上。
So it represents that before the creation of the world, one third of the angels got cast to the ground.
所以当你看到创世纪一开始的时候。地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
When we read Genesis, in the beginning, the world was formless and it was dark.
为什么那么的黑暗？在当时候所这个拥有的这个星球上面，也就是地球，其实是因为当时候三分之一的星辰都被打下来了。
Why is it that the earth was so dark and so formless? It's because one third of the angels got cast down to earth.
在那个极度黑暗的里面的时候，神却在极度黑暗里面，他说要有光，光就出现了。
So in such darkness, God proclaimed, "Let there be light," and light came.
神要在极度黑暗的里面，仍然看见那个光可以照亮他所要创造的人。
In the deepest darkness, God will see there is light.
你要知道，当时伊甸园并不是整个地球。
So Eden isn't the whole earth.
伊甸园只是整个渊面黑暗、空虚混沌的其中的一个部分。
You know, Eden is only one part of the whole entire earth. There was so much darkness.
所以在伊甸园以外，全部都是黑暗、荆棘到处长的一个状态。
So outside Eden, it's all chaotic and really bad.
所以在那一个状态里面的时候，其实最先来到这个地球的不是你，也不是我。
So you know the first person that arrived on Earth isn't humans.
这个星球是一个孤儿的星球。
This planet is actually a planet of orphans.
因为那本来被称为早晨之子的天使长，他失去了父的同在。
It's because this leader angel who lost the father's love.
所以他成为了孤儿。
And he became an orphan.
所以孤儿的灵就是 这个撒拉佛这个天使后来被称为撒旦，就是他。
The orphan spirit came from the angel who got cast out, and that is called, he is called Satan now.
因此他来到这个地上之后，他不断的影响人，他先影响了亚当跟夏娃。
So he is on earth and he's continuing influencing the humans, including Adam and Eve.
因为他知道只要伤害了天父的孩子，就能够伤害天父。
Because he knew that if he can only hurt the children of God, he can hurt God.
因为父亲的心全然在他的儿女身上。
Because the heart of the father is completely in the children.
所以他才会允许让亚当夏娃被挑战。而且蛇挑战他说你可能会跟神一样。
And God, out of love, allow Adam and Eve to be challenged and be challenged to say you can be like God.
而亚当夏娃没有免除这一个挑战。
But Adam and Eve didn't pass this challenge.
他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
They ate the fruit of the good and evil.
他们本来以为他们一吃完之后就会跟神一样。
They thought that the moment they eat the fruit, they would be like God.
结果他们本来就是跟神一样。
But they were actually, in fact, image of God.
圣经上面本来就说他们是按照神的形象跟样式所造，他们其实就是跟神一样。
In the Bible, it says that they were created in the image of God. They are like God.
但是他不清楚他自己的身份，其实跟神一样。
They didn't know their identity, that they were already like God.
所以他一听到说还可以跟神一样的时候，他就选择了那分别善恶树上的果子。
When they were tempted that you can be like God, they choose and they took the fruit of the tree of the
evil.
The moment they ate the fruit, their eyes were open.
那个亮起来是他们开始不再用神的判断来判断，他们开始有自我的判断。
The eyes are open in a way that they no longer see through God's perspective, they're seeing it through their own perspective.
所有善恶的分判断都是非常主观的。
All the good and evil perspective is very biased.
你认为的善恶跟我认为善恶不一定是一样的。
You know, my definition of good and evil is different with your definition of good and evil.
特别是当我们牵扯到我们个人利益关系的时候，或许很多的时候我都说这是我的善，是你对用恶来对我。
And especially if it's affecting my benefit, then what is good to me, you might say it's evil.
这就是为什么国家会开始攻打国家。
And that is why country are at war against each other.
这就是为什么兄弟就会开始戏抢。
That way, brothers are even fighting.
你有没有发现亚当夏娃他们一犯罪之后，他们被赶离了伊甸园之后，他们生的第一的孩子兄弟。
Did you realize the moment that they sin, Adam and Eve, the children, the first brothers?
兄弟就凶杀案。
And there were murder.
这是人类的第一个凶杀案。
That was the first murder case.
是兄弟。
They were brothers.
该隐杀掉了亚伯。
该隐 killed 亚伯。
Can, right. Okay. 然后就杀掉了亚伯。而这个是为什么？因为当孤儿的灵进来之后，你就会想要竞争。
Because when the orphan spirit come in, you will have this competition comparison.
你就会想要比较。
You will compare.
而孤儿灵从那个时候开始出来的时候，其实不是他们的儿子被影响。其实当亚当跟夏娃一被赶出伊甸园的时候，其实圣经上面说打发他们出去伊甸园。
So when Adam and Eve sinned, God took cast them out.
而且还设立基路伯的天使挡在门口，不准让亚当夏娃再回到伊甸园。
God even set up guards to not allow them to come back into the Eden.
你一定是从这些故事开始，你就觉得说这个神好可怕哦，他真的是一个管很爱管的神。
Well, if you're reading the story, you might say, "Wow, God is so harsh. Why is he so harsh?"
但是如果你是这样想的话，你就错了，因为我曾经讲过，当时候如果他伸手就去拿分别善恶树上的果子，就把他手打断的话，他就不会有今天。
But then you must remember my story. If I were God, I would just hit them.
如果神那么爱管的话，他就应该先打断他的手，至少少一只手，他还可以很自由的活。
If really God is like not harsh and cut, like he'll break his arms.
所以为什么他们犯罪之后，神会把他们赶出伊甸园这一件事情，值得我们要重新思考。
Why would then when they sin that God cast them out? We need to rethink about this.
原来圣经上面讲了一句话很关键，可是普遍人没有把它想清楚。
there's a key verse in the Bible and people don't understand.
因为当他们可以分别善恶之后，
when the moment that they can discern right and evil,
他们如果又再去吃生命树上的果子，
and if they eat the tree from the life,
他们将永远像我们现在一样活到永恒。
They will live into eternity.
有没有人你活了二三十岁你已经不想活了
Have you ever lived up to 20
years? 要举手我大家赶鬼了、okay?
Don't raise your hand, don't raise your hand. We also have to cast out demons.
但是容许我说现在年轻的世代非常多人要自杀了
In the new generation, there's a lot of suicidal thoughts.
经历过人世所看见的每一件事情的时候其实你不会想要活太久
If you have really experienced life, you probably don't want to live that long.
因为这个世界实在太黑暗了
Because it's so dark in the world.
你看到你周围你都不知道你到底生活在哪里
You look in the right, you have no idea what this world is like.
其实今天的世界跟地狱可能没有什么两样
Our world nowadays is probably no different with hell.
所以如果我们只不过活了几十年我们都已经对这个世界已经失望到这种程度甚至觉得不活也没关系。
If we live up to age of 20 and we're like actually so disappointed that it's pointless to live.
那你可以想象，当时亚当夏娃再吃了生命树上果子之后，他永远都要在这个痛苦里面活着。
So imagine if Adam and Eve in that moment took the tree of life and lived forever in that condition.
那其实是哪里？就是地狱在永火的里面一直烧，一直烧，一直烧，都没有可以逃离出去的机会。
So that is in fact that they live eternity in hell because this condition is hell.
你知道，如果当时候他允许他继续吃生命树上果子，他就已经让人类进到永恒的毁灭里面。
So if God allowed them to eat the tree from the life, they will be in eternity in the sin.
而且你想死都还死不了。
And if they want to die, they couldn't die.
地狱长的就是这样。
That is hell.
地狱长的就是这样子。
That is hell.
你想要逃离那个永火都逃离不了。
You want to escape, you cannot.
所以你现在知道神是爱他们，把他们打发出去吗
？And so can you understand that it is love that God cast them out?
神要让有一个救恩的机会可以临到人类。
God is preparing salvation to humans.
而不是永远活在分别善恶的里面。
And to not live forever in good and evil.
所以孤儿的灵不断的影响人类。
So the spirit of orphan continued to influence human.
到今天，它深深的影响我们。即使我们在教会的里面
，Even unto today to Christians in church, it still affects us.
很多的时候，我们开始跟我们旁边的人竞争。
A lot of times we will fall into comparison.
我们开始跟旁边人比较。
We'll compare ourselves to others.
其实你知道，孤儿的灵所带下来的有两种影响。
So there's two influence by the spirit.
我们进到下那个 generation to generation 的那个 PPT.
It's like a generation to generation.
我接过来了，有没有厉害？
I'm connecting. I'm doing a good job.
还不知道，先，我们再试试看，再往下走走看。Okay.
Wait until I finish.
所以孤儿的灵所带来的第一种影响叫做自私。
So the first influence of the orphan spirit is selfishness.
你知道，就像孤儿一样，他当他在饭桌上的时候
，like an orphan, if you're at a dinner table,
他会尽可能抢夺所有他可以吃的东西。
He'll try to grab everything that they can,
甚至超过他可以吃的。
Even beyond what the capability,
他的口袋，他虽然吃饱，他的口袋所有地方他都会摆着。为什么？因为他怕下一次没有饭吃了。
Even though I'm full, so full, I will still want to fill in my pockets because I don't know whether or not I can eat the next meal.
当他想到所有，想到他的明天没有饭吃，他哪会管他周围的人有没有饭吃
？If I'm worried that whether or not I can eat tomorrow, I don't care what other people have eaten or not.
今天的教会是否还有许多人来到神的家里面
？Do we have people coming to church?
只是想要单纯当一个消费者。
Only want to be a consumer.
什么东西都是我要，我要，我要，我要所有的祝福。
Everything is me, me, me. Give me all the blessing.
但是我们都不在乎我们周围的人到底在面对什么。
But we don't care about what other people are facing.
我记得我在瑞典念书的那一年是已经22年前。
About 22 years ago, when I was in Radiant.
那时候因为我在Sweden. 对，22年前的时候，其实我因为我在美国念书的时候，我有举重的习惯。
So in the U.S. when I was growing up, I have lifting weights.
虽然你现在什么都看不出来。
Although you cannot tell now.
本来有六块，现在变成一块。
I used to have 6 packs, and now it's just 1.
所以那个时候练的时候，结果不小心有一次举太重。
Okay, I was lifting weights, and one day it was a bit over the top.
要把那个weight摆下来的时候呢，结果我忘记蹲下来，我就这样的时候就听到哐一声。
So when putting the weights down, instead of, I forgot to bend my knees, and then when I was putting it down, I heard a crack.
后来我就去到 ER.
So I went to ER.
我的整个的脊椎跟脊椎中间有 disc 软骨，整个裂开来。
had a crack in my disc.
所以我有两年的时间，我每次走路的时候，我是很难走路的。
So for 2 years, I was struggling to walk.
所以当我去到瑞典念圣经学院的时候，我跟神说：“神啊，你看看我为了要服侍你了，你我还这个样子。”
So I was in Sweden and I was studying ministry school, and I was like, God, I want to serve you, but I'm still suffering.
所以每一次老师说有谁需要医治的时候，每一次都看到我举起手来。
So whenever the teacher said, "Hey, who needs healing?" I will always be there.
而且我在那个班级里面，我还有特别的位置。
I also got special seats in the class.
因为我没办法跟大家坐在一起。
Because I can't sit with everyone.
我只要坐一下之后，我就需要起来动一动。
Because every now and then I have to quickly stand up and move. I can't sit too long.
我只要听到要医治的时候，我就说我需要医治。
So every time there's a calling for healing, I will always say yes, me.
所以我根本不 care, 我根本不在乎我周围的人有没有任何的需要。
Actually, don't have the capacity to see other people's needs.
当我第一年我快毕业的时候，我发现其实原来在班上里面有一些人，他们疾病重到几乎快要离开。
Actually, by the end of almost end of my year of study, I realized there were people around me that they actually suffered more than me, that they're dying.
但我从来没有为他们祷告过。
But I never prayed for them.
因为我一直跟神说神，我很痛，我要得医治。
Because I was so focused on myself and said, God, I need healing.
后来我回到台湾之后，台北粮堂办了50天的医治布道会。
So I went back to Taiwan and Taipei Bread of Life had a 50-day healing conference.
所以全职同工都需要在。
So all the full-time ministers have to be there.
所以那个时候，神就告诉我一句话，说：“你愿意为别人祷告吗？”
And then God invited me and asked me, "Do you want to pray for others?"
我说：“我当然愿意啊，但是你要先为我祷告啊。”
I'll say, "Of course, I want to pray for others, but heal me first."
你要先医治我啊
，heal me first.
我才能够为别人祷告啊。
So then I can pray for others.
神说：“如果你先为别人祷告。”
And then God said, "If you will pray for others first,
我就会医治你。
I will heal you."
神还让我看见，原来我只是一个管道。
And God showed me that I'm a tunnel.
当那个医治的能力临到我，成为一个管道，从我里面然后出去的时候呢，我一定就会被医治。
God showed me that I'm a tunnel of blessing and healing. When the healing comes on me and through me, I will receive.
因为我在中间是那个管道啊。
Because I'm the tunnel.
当我为别人祷告的时候，这个管道才通畅了，以至于恩膏才会过去啊。
When I am praying for others, I am a tunnel and it flows through me.
从那时候开始，五十天我没有再为自己祷告过。
So that 50 days, never once I prayed for myself.
我总是为别人祷告。
I always pray for others.
我总是为别人祷告。
I always pray for others.
就在五十天的中间的有一天。
So in the middle of the 50 years, just one day.
我们要去接待一个另外一个医治布道家。
We're hosting another healing evangelist.
训正牧师就在旁边开车，然后就问我说：“哎，你最近腰怎么样
？”And Pastor Zhen Zhen said, "How's your back?"
我说：“哎，不痛哎。
”It's like it's painless.
我怎么都没有发现这件事情
？How come I didn't realize that?
我就发现我全部得医治。
And then I actually found out I was completely healed.
在我完全没有概念的时候
，When I wasn't realizing.
在我从来没有继续跟神求的时候
，When I stopped asking from God.
我只是为别人祷告的时候
，When I stopped praying for others.
我就得医治了
，I receive healing.
而这个见证不断的在我里面发酵
，And this testimony continued to grow in me.
我知道，若是我有任何的需要的时候，我一定先去为别人祷告
，Whenever I know I have a need, I will always pray for others.
因为神要供应给他的所有的需要，在那个恩膏会经由我到他身上的时候，我是最大的得获利者。
Because whenever I see a need of people and I pray and I become the tunnel, I will also receive as the tunnel.
所以我开始发现一件事情
，And I realized this thing.
孤儿的灵所带来的是自私
，Orphan spirit brings selfishness。
而打破自私的方式就是为别人祷告。
And how to break selfishness? Pray for others。
我记得以前常常有人会问我说：“信中牧师
，A lot of people ask me, 'Hey, Pastor Timothy,
你每一次服侍都好像要把生命给出去一样。
'Whenever you're ministering, as if you're serving with your life。
尤其是你在特会的里面的时候，你要恩膏分赐的时候，你真的是一次一千人，你就是一冲下去一千人个我都按手。”
It's like every time you're imparting anointing, you're like 1,000 people. Let me lay hands on every single one of
you. 我跟你讲，我真的常常按到150个人左右之后，我就已经后悔这件事情了。
And it's when after 150 people, I kind of regret this.
这气都快喘不过来。
You know, I'm running out of breath.
但在那个时候，我就是用尽我的所有来服侍神。
Because in the moment, I'm determined to give my all to God.
我也为了所有的人，我愿意把我的恩膏给出去。
And to every person, I want to give my all.
很多人就问我说：“当你把你的恩膏外袍给出去之后，你不是就没有外袍了吗
？”People ask me if you give your anointing coat to others, does that mean you don't have any more?
而且当我们在读所有的复兴史的时候，我们会发现这些医治布道家都是在死之前 来到他前面的几个人按手之后，那些人就开始拥有他身上的恩膏。
And we see that we're reading the history of anointing revivalists. It's when, only when they're dying that they pray for a few people, and that few people receive the anointing.
所以他只能给那几个人开始有他身上的恩膏。
So they can only give a few people to receive the anointing.
神就问我说：“你愿不愿意在你还年轻还可以的时候，一直去按到千人，把所有的恩膏全部给千人
？”And God's inviting me, asking me, "Are you willing to give it all out if you're still young to 1,000 people?"
我真的还有一次特会，我真的。已经按到我整个没有力的时候，我拿起我的外袍就开始甩。
Also, there's this time I'm so determined to give my all, and I was laying hands on my
breath. 就在山庄的整个非常长，我一甩过去，所有人开始倒下去。
I was giving, like, I was using my coat and saying, "Receive, receive."
我突然发现原来这样比较轻松。
And I said, "Oh, that's easier."
不要再一个一个按了。
I didn't know we lay hands on one individuals.
但是你知道，如果一个概念是，如果我给出去，他我就没有的话。
But the idea that if I give, I will lack.
那我一定会等到我快要见主面的时候，我才给出去。
Then I will only give if I am dying.
但是神却告诉我说，在你越年轻的时候，想尽办法把你所有的给出去。
But then God is saying, while you're still young, give everything you have.
因为要看到一个末世的大复兴的时候，你要把你恩膏外袍给出去给所有人。
Because if you want to see end time revival, give everything you have.
而且神告诉我说，有给你的。有给人的就必有给你的。
But what's God's principle says? What's if you're a giver, it will be given unto you.
所以我抓住这句话，我知道我给出了我恩膏外袍的时候，不会因此而没有，反而神会加添更多给我。
So I grab onto that promise of God. If I give up my anointing, I will not be in lack.
你知道恩膏传递有两种方式。
There's two ways to receive and impart anointing.
一种方式就是借由有恩膏的人，他把他的分赐到你的身上。
One is through someone who has anointing and they impart anointing onto you.
这非常像这个武侠小说。
It's a bit like the novels in the book.
把你五十年的功力。
You have 50 years of power.
Boom! 就到他那个人身上。
Boom! Pass it on to the person.
所以你就会发现，为什么每一次有恩膏的仆神的仆人来的时候，他会举起手来，大家冲到头。按我按我按我
So people have anointing leaders when they come people like lay hands on me lay hands on me
因为这是最简单的方式可以直接传到你身上
Because that's the easiest impartation to pass it on to you
但是你要知道恩膏有另外一种方式是你自己要去征战得胜才能够拿到的礼物
And there's another way of receiving anointing and it's personal breakthrough
这对普遍的人来讲都不喜欢
A lot of people don't like it
因为每一次征战的过程里面都会非常的破碎
Because facing the battles is a lot of brokenness
恩膏是从破碎的里面长出来的
Anointing comes from brokenness
所以当你在那个破碎的里面的时候恩膏才会更加的发展出来
And as there's brokenness the anointing is pressed out
所以通常没有人想要自己去征战拿恩膏都想要人家摸你的头比较快
A lot of people do not like getting your own anointing face that challenge and they'd rather say lay your hands I just want to receive
所以在我年轻的时候我是冲到世界各地找那些有恩膏的人按我的头
When I was young I'll go to travel all over the world and find anointing leaders to say lay your hands on me
确实这些有恩膏的降临的恩膏确实就流到我身上来
And it's true that those with anointing when they lay hands on me I did receive
我可以非常意识到这个恩膏是哪一个人流到我身上来的
I can almost discern like the different anointings and where it came from
而同时间我也非常努力的去 不断在我生命里面征战
But also at the same time I face my personal battles
当我在最破碎的时候我仍然可以举起手来尊荣神的时候那个恩膏开始流下来到我生命里面
When I am in my most broken place and yet I lift my hands to worship anointing start to come
你要给出去别人很轻易给你的比较容易
You can give what others freely give you is easy
但是你要给出你自己征战的时候你会真的舍不得
And if you are giving the anointing that you personally work and press through to, it's difficult.
因为你不知道他会不会乱用
Because you're worried, will they misuse it?
好多的年轻人到我面前，行动牧师为我按手。
A lot of young people say, "Hey, Pastor,
我要像你一样能够让病人得医治。
I want to be like you, heal the sick.
我希望手一挥的时候，人也可以倒下来。
I want to like wave my hand and people fall under the spirit.
我渴望你跟企业家讲话的时候，那个企业家突然就冲到他的整个企业就开始突破。
I want to be like you speaking to the CEOs and then they have breakthrough companies.
我就看着他的眼睛。
I will see his eyes.
我想你应该要自己努力吧。
And I was like, "Oh, you should do your best.
因为在你那么年轻的时候，你根本不知道怎么使用这个恩膏。
Because you're so young, you don't know how to use anointing.
当你错误的使用这个恩膏的时候，你换来的其实是可能是另外的可怕。
If you misuse the anointing, the result won't be good.
所以当我要把恩膏的外袍要给出去的时候，我里面是会有这样想法的。
So before I impart anointing, I do have these worries.
但是神告诉我一件事情。
But God teach me this.
给出去。
Give it.
给出去
give it.
不要管他会怎么用
Don't care how they will use it.
给出去
Just give it.
因为给出去之后他要自己面对神
Because once you give it to them, it's their responsibility before God.
他没有办法承接的时候那个外袍只会压垮他
So if they don't have the ability to carry the anointing, the anointing will crush them.
但是他如果是真的为神奔跑的复兴家他拿到这个外袍他会力上加力
If he's truly a revivalist following Jesus, this anointing will enable him to run the kingdom.
面对自私最好的方法
The way to face selfishness
就是给出去
is to give.
跟你旁边人说给出去
Tell the person next to you, give.
所以可能在每一个人生命中的恩膏是不一样的
So every person, individuals will have different anointing.
有些人是在财务上面的恩膏
Someone has wealth, financial anointing.
有些人是在这个商业上面的策划的恩膏
Some are good in business strategy anointing.
有些人就是只要站在那个地方，别人就会得安慰的恩膏。
Someone has the comforting anointing in the presence bring comfort.
有些人就是有安慰造就劝勉的恩膏。
Someone has words of encouragement and edification anointing.
有些人是能够叫人马上从这个生命有一个极大突破的恩膏。
Well, people have anointing that brings breakthrough in people's lives.
当然，圣经里面有讲到翻方言、说方言、行。异能各样的恩膏
And then the Bible has mentioned many, many different anointings like speaking tongues and signs and wonders.
每一个人都有属于你的恩膏
Everyone has spiritual anointing.
我带了一个 CEO.
I was leading a CEO.
他在十几年前来找我的时候，他跟我讲的第一句话
So about 10 years ago when we first encountered, the first thing he said was
就是我这一生最多的就是钱
Said, all I have the most in my life is money.
但是我不知道要做什么
But I don't know what to do with it.
他年纪比我还轻
He's younger than me.
我看着他，我想要一拳挥过去给他。
I look at him and I just want to punch him in the face.
但是因为他是在美国，他在美国听见我的名字。
So he was in the U.S. and he heard my name in the U.S.
他飞到台湾来请我吃饭，他要认识我。
He flew to Taiwan. He wanted to get to know me. He took me out for a meal.
后来我就开始挖掘他为什么会这么在这个生意上面有恩膏。
And so I started to dig and investigate why is he so anointed in finances.
他是一个国中都没有毕业的人。
He never graduated high school.
在美国。
In the U.S.
连国中都没毕业，这是很厉害才行这样，才能够做到。
You must be very special to not graduate from high school in America.
他每一天上课都迟到。
Every day he go to school late.
所以后来才没办法继续念下去。
So that's why he couldn't continue his study.
但是他每一天睡觉的时候他在做梦。
Every day he'll have dreams.
他里面充满了所有 business 的梦。
A lot of dreams that's about businesses.
要是是我孩子，我会把他打一顿。
If it's my child, I would just give.
但是因为他爸爸妈妈把他送去美国，没有管他。
So the parents sent him to the U.S. They're a bit distant, cannot manage him.
后来才发现，他的父母亲原来就是一个非常大的企业家。
So the parents were actually great businessmen as well.
后来才发现，他的奶奶在美国是非常非常大的企业家。
And then the grandma actually is big business owners in the U.S.
从小他没有念书以外，他也没有拿父母的钱。
So even though he's really young and really wealthy, he never got money from his parents.
他自己在他自己的 garage 去开始组装电脑。
He in his own garage start to put together computers.
他成立了一间专门做硬体的这个伺服器的这个我忘记那叫什么，就是装伺服器的那种硬体的东西。
So he started his own business in his garage, putting together computers hardware.
而这个东西后来拿到专利，而且世界各地都要跟他买。
He actually got copyrighted and got recognition, and all over the world, people want to purchase his idea.
他的恩，我问他的恩膏，他说我也不知道，我爸爸就会做生意，我奶奶就会做生意。
And I ask him how, why do you have all this anointing? He said, I don't know. My dad is, my grandma is.
他常常莫名其妙打通电话跟我讲说。
And often random times he will call me.
牧师，我想要在信义计划去买下那栋房子。
Hey pastor, I want to buy at that street, that house.
我说，请你不要冲动。
And I was like, don't be too rushed.
那时候疫情最严重的时候。
It was COVID time.
大家都想把房子卖掉。
People are chucking out houses.
你跟我说你要买房子。
And you want to buy houses?
而且还买在最贵的地方。
And the most expensive street.
我说你现在钱够吗？
Do you have enough money?
他说不够。
Then no, I don't have enough money.
但是我知道会赚钱。
I know this will earn money.
我就为他祷告。
So I pray for him.
我自己都不敢做这个决定。
I don't have the guts to make that decision.
他第二天他已经买了房子。
The second day he bought the house.
就开了餐厅。
And opened a restaurant.
先是台湾最有名的以色列餐厅。
And now it's the most famous Israel restaurant in Taiwan.
有一种恩膏是你不能明白的。
There's anointing that you cannot comprehend.
他在他的家族里面就有这样的恩膏。
He has this anointing within the house.
所以他生命里面就承载这个恩膏，说他做这些事情全部都会成功。
So his life carried this anointing, and whatever he does is successful.
想不想要给他摸一下头
？You want to like lay hands on me, please?
生命里面所以每一个人有的恩膏都不一样。
So individuals, our anointings are different.
所以你不用羡慕别人的恩膏。
So don't envy others' anointing.
如果你可以把你的恩膏也给出去
If you can give your anointing to others,
我们就会看到一个恩膏汇流的地方
We can see the exchanges of anointing.
能会震动这个城市
And we can shake the nation.
这个城市所有的黑暗会因着我们恩膏的汇流开始震动
And the darkness of this land will be shaken by our anointing exchanges.
所以合一之处就是能力之处
So when we have anointing, we have strength.
只要我们合一在一起，我们就能够震动这个世界
When we are united, then we can shake the world.
所以我们如果自私，我们就不会想把我们有的给别人。
But if we are selfish, we want to give what we have to others.
但是我们愿意给的时候，代表着我们已经不再计较，我们要让神的国能够彰显。
But the moment we're willing to give, it's the moment we're no longer selfish, and we want the benefit of the kingdom.
所以我也会把我的外袍大量的给许多的人。
So I'll give my coat and anointing to many people.
但是我看到神在各个领域的兴起的降临的时候，我也会为他们问他们说：“你可以为我祷告吗？”
And whenever God raises up leaders in different areas, and I will humble myself to say, "Can you pray for me?"
因为我渴望这些恩膏可以汇流。
Because I'm hungry after this exchanges of anointing.
他们常常会看着我说：“牧师，你不需要我的恩膏。”
And a lot of times they say, "Pastor, you don't need my anointing."
因为你的恩膏实在太强了。
Because your anointing is already great.
我说没有，因为我没有你这种恩膏。
And I was like, "No, because I don't have what you have."
如果今天我要震动世界，我需要你的恩膏。
If I want to shake the world, I need your anointing.
我不是为了我自己，我需要震动这个世界，我需要你的恩膏。
It's not for my sake, it's for the world. I need your anointing.
所以我常常请这些企业家们为我祷告。
So I always pray for these businessmen to say pray for me.
他们都非常害怕为我祷告。
They're very scared to pray for me.
因为他们有很多的生意是我为他们祷告发生的。
Because a lot of businesses actually happen because I pray for him.
但是我说我需要你的恩膏。
But I said I need your anointing.
或许就是因为他给了我这个恩膏，所以我为另外一个企业家祷告的时候，那个企业家就改变。
Maybe because the anointing that he gave me, that when I pray for the other businessmen, they have breakthrough.
我不知道我到底做了些什么。
I don't know what I did.
但是慢慢开始，就有许多的企业家会包下整个餐厅，就是为了见我一个人。
So a lot of businessmen will take over the whole entire restaurant just to meet me.
但是你问我，我有任何的企业的概念吗
？But then you ask me, do I have a mind of business? No.
让我告诉你，我没有。
Let me tell you, I don't.
他们在告诉我的都是上市上柜的股票，都是几千上几千亿。在跑的状态下面，他们会问我说：“牧师，那接下来该怎么做？”
And they will ask me complicated and beyond our understandings, millions and millions and millions of dollars of stocks. And it will ask me, "What should I do next?"
我坐在那个地方
，I will sit there,
非常安静的切牛排
，very quietly cutting my steak.
因为我不知道我要讲什么
，because I don't know what to say.
我不知道这样子一下去，这些股票，对，是。该怎么办
I don't know, like, what to say about my decision and millions of dollars, what will happen next?
但我就跟神说，神啊，我不自私，因为我现在已经听到这个内幕，我现在马上买了股票，我知道我会内线交易。
I said, God, I don't want to be selfish. You know, I already know these like internal information. I know personally if I buy, I will gain money.
我今天把我银行钱全部现在压下压的时候，我知道只要两个礼拜。我的钱就可以多到这样程度。
I know if I give all of my money in the bank now, 2 weeks later, I'm going to gain that much.
但是神，我知道我不可以做这件事情。
But God, I know I cannot do such a thing.
因为你的恩膏引领我不是做这样的事情。
Because with the anointing that you have given me isn't to do this.
当我做完这样的祷告的时候，神就给我了故事。
And the moment I prayed this, God gave me a story.
我就把故事开始跟他分享。
So I shared the story with him.
他就说：“牧师，你怎么知道我家里现在发生的状况？”
And he said, "How did you know what's happening in my family?"
我说：“我不知道你家里发生的状况。”
And I said, "I don't know what's happening in my family."
我只在讲圣经的故事。
I'm just telling you a story in the Bible.
他说：“你讲的完全就是这件事情发生的状态。”
And then he'll say, "This is exactly what's been happening in my family."
我常常跟我太太一起服侍。
I often minister with my wife.
我太太只要打断我的时候，通常都是非常重要的时候。
Whenever my wife interrupts, it's always important.
所以那天她就坐在我旁边，我就开始为这个企业家祷告。
That day, she was sitting next to me, and I was praying for this businessman.
我不知道发生什么事，但我就用那个故事，她说就是这样的，我就用这个故事来祷告。
So, because I shared the story, and he said, "Oh, that's the story I need," and then so I started praying.
我太太突然就打断我说：“你不要再讲了。
”And then my wife suddenly says, "Stop talking."
我就看着我太太。
And I look at my wife.
没礼貌。
So rude.
他说：“等一下，因为我领受了一些。”
Because I received something.
我太太就说：“现在是要把账交在他手上的时候。”
The wife says, "Now is the time to give the money to him."
账
，bill,
staff. 账要交给他的时候。
This is the time to give him the staff.
但我在这个故事里面。所讲到的账如果交给他的话代表着他要 in charge 他整个上市上柜的帝国
But in the story that I'm saying the staff means that he will take over the whole entire
我突然听到我太太讲说我非常的紧张
So when my wife said it I was very nervous
但是我更有一个平安知道我太太所领受的东西一定是神在帮助我
I know what my wife received is God helping me
我心里面没有要赚这家公司的任何的钱
I don't have selfish motive to earn money through this.
所以我拥有所有的权柄可以直接对他说话。
So I have all of the authority to speak into his life.
我就站在他面前，我奉耶稣基督的名。
So in front of him, I said, in Jesus' name.
现在拿起这个杖来。
Take up the staff.
一个礼拜后。
A week later.
所有的报纸都登出了他。
All the newspaper has pictures of him.
整个银行界、工厂界，所有这些全部变成他一个人拿掉全。家族的股份
So it was all the business, the bank, the factories, and all the different businesses of this family. It all comes under his control.
当你对别人无所求的时候
when you do not have selfish ambition,
神就给你权柄能够对他说话
God will give you authority to speak into their lives.
但如果你那么想要跟他有一点瓜葛
but maybe you're like, oh, I want to get some benefit.
希望能够从他那边拿到一些祝福的时候
maybe I can receive something from him.
你的话语就没有能力了。
Your word have no power.
所以圣经上面说，当你站在王的面前的时候
，So the Bible says when you're standing before king,
你要拿着刀抵着你的下颚。
Use a knife to hold your throat.
如果你想要拿那个王所有的东西
，If you want to take anything from the king,
宁可杀掉你自己
，rather
去拿他们。
Kill yourself than to take it.
所以每一次我用这样的想法跟这些企业家交朋友
，So every time I have that thought when I interact with them,
我一点都不怕他们。
I'm not afraid of them.
因为我知道我没有要拿你任何的东西。
Because I'm very clear I'm not getting benefit from you.
当我不自私的时候
，When I'm not selfish,
我就用我的恩膏对你的全对你所处的环境说话。
Then I can speak to you with my anointing.
世界就开始改变。
And the world will begin to change.
孤儿的灵是自私的。
The orphan spirit is selfish.
但是打败孤儿的灵最好的方法就是给予。
And to overcome selfish spirit is give.
不要从别人那边求任何的东西。
Do not ask from people.
总是给予。
Always give.
孤儿的灵有另外一个彰显的样式。
Orphan spirit has another manifestation.
叫做竞争。
And that is competition.
你知道武侠片里面的师父总是会保留一手。
And the, you know, in the Kung Fu stories, the Shifu always has a secret style.
这样徒弟就不会比他厉害。
So the disciples can never overtake him.
就会继续尊重他。
And will continue to show respect.
我们知道每一间餐厅的师父也会保留一手。
And we know a lot of the chefs in the restaurant too, they also have a secret ingredient.
所以免得他的徒弟全部学会之后开得更赚钱的餐厅。
So his disciples won't one day open their own restaurant and beat them.
所以大家都是在一个竞争的概念里面。
We are all living that mindset in competition.
你知道当时候大卫开始打下哥利亚的时候，本来是他的父亲，他其实是他岳父嘛，对不对？扫罗是他的岳父。
So when David first won a victory, and the father-in-law, which is Saul, the king,
大卫其实为扫罗打下这场征战是扫罗
颜面有光。
So David actually win the war for Saul, so then Saul will be glorified.
但是当扫罗听到所有的以色列的妇女开始讲说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
But then when Saul heard the Israel woman was seeing how David killed, Saul killed 1,000 and then David killed 10,000.
所以扫罗不，对不起，那个扫罗王他就。看着自己的女婿，他决定要杀掉他的女婿。
And Saul looking at David, his son-in-law, and wanted to kill him.
在座我们可能有一些人，你在你的家里面其实就有这样的纷争。
Maybe in your own family, you have similar this things happening.
他可能没有直接想要杀掉你，但是他为了你生命里面所有的东西，他非常眼红。
Maybe they didn't directly want to kill you, but they're very envious of what you have.
他认为为什么你可以分到这些，我分不到。
Maybe they're like questioning how come you can have it, how come I can't have it.
明明是非常好的亲人，最后反目成仇。
They were such close relatives and then turn into enemies.
这就是竞争。
This is competition.
你知道孤儿的灵会导致人充满不安全感，想要竞争。
You know, orphan spirit causes insecurity and causes you want to compete.
但是你知道有为父的心的人就不会想要竞争。
You know, someone who has a father's heart will not want to compete.
因为没有父亲想要跟儿女比较的。
Because no father will want to compete with their children.
反而如果儿女做得很好的话，反而使你感觉到更加的骄傲。
So even as a father, you can see your child better than you. You will be so proud.
但是如果当他没有为父的心，他是被孤儿灵所充满的时候。
But if you don't have a father's heart and you're filled with the orphan spirit,
他会把你周围所有的人都当成敌人。
You will look around you and view everyone as your enemy.
你最好的朋友可能有一天会变成你的敌人。
Your best friend now can become your enemy.
因为你的朋友会觊觎你所拥有他却没有的东西。
Because your friend might one day see what you have and they don't have.
一般人不会随便找朋友。
You know, people usually won't go out of way to make friends.
他找朋友一定会喜欢他生命里面很多东西。
You make friends because you like what's in their life.
但是当你发现所有好处都在他身上的时候，你开始嫉妒他。
But then you realize all the goodness that's in their life and you don't have, you will be jealous.
所以你通常不会去嫉妒一个离你超远的人。
So you usually won't be jealous of someone who's really far from you.
你所嫉妒跟憎憬的对象都是在你周围。
Usually the person that you're envious of and compared to is the person next to you.
你总是会被他所做所影响。
You're affected by whatever they're doing.
所以有一天你想要拥有他的东西。
And one day you want to have what they have.
但是你知道保罗本来也是在保罗也是这样一个竞争的人。
You know, Paul was something like a competing person as well.
他当时候非常的优秀。
You know, he was very outstanding.
也有所有的权柄。
Has all the authority.
他非常的竞争，以至于他觉得基督徒可能会跟他有些增进。
He was so competitive, one day he felt Christians are threatening him.
他开始杀掉所有的基督徒。
So he started to kill Christians.
但是当他被大光照到的那一刻。
But when the moment the light shined on him.
他我忘记了是几天眼睛都看不见。
And for a few days he was blinded.
他看不见的过程里面的时候，你知道一个人看得见的时候跟看不见的时候，生命是完全不一样的。
You know, when a person when they see and when they can't see, their lives are so different.
当眼睛看得见的时候，我们会一直被外面所有看得见的东西所吸引。
If we physically can, we can see. We are so distracted and drawn by different things happening around us.
但是当眼睛突然瞎掉的时候，你的只有灵里面的眼睛可以看。
But the moment we're blinded, we only can see through our spirit.
所有在你周围发生的事情，突然间都跟你无关了。
Everything that's happening around you suddenly has nothing to do with you.
这时候你才会直接的看见你的内心。
Then you can suddenly see your internally.
当一个这么充满能力的人，当神突然间让他的肉眼完全的瞎掉。
So if someone with so much capability suddenly got blinded him.
那三天的里面，他一定非常的孤独，非常的害怕，不知道该怎么办。
For that 3 days, he must have felt so alone, so hopeless and helpless, not knowing what to do.
所以当他肉眼看得见的时候，他认不出耶稣就是主。
When he was physically seeing, he couldn't recognize Jesus as the Lord.
他的神学基础这么的棒，他认不出耶稣就是行走在地面上的道路。
His theology was so great, yet he doesn't recognize Jesus is the living word of God walking on earth.
但是当他眼睛瞎掉的那一刻，
But the moment physically became blind,
心中的光就照出来。
The light in the heart shines out.
他认出原来他逼迫的就是神的儿子。
He recognized the one in whom he is persecuting is in fact the Son of God.
我们没有一个人期待我们会瞎掉。
We don't don't expect ourselves to be blinded.
但是如果我们瞎掉，以至于我们能够看清楚真神。
So, but if we can be blinded so that we can see the true God.
或许这是这世上最大的祝福。
Maybe then it's your biggest blessing.
很多的时候我们看不清楚。
A lot of times we don't see.
以至于我们抓的全部都不是重要的东西。
So then whatever we grab onto is not important.
但是我们仍然要竞争。
We still want to compete.
我们仍然看到别人有的，我们也要。
We see what others want, we want.
你看到 iPhone 15了，你好想要。
You see iPhone 15, I want it.
我要三个镜头的，我不要两个镜头的。
I want the three cameras, not the two.
但你 iPhone 14用的还是很好啊。
But your 14 is still working well.
我要15。
I want 15.
拿到15之后。
You got your 15?
什么时候有16?
When's the 16?
你知道我们的生命里面不断的在竞争，在想要。
You know our life is continuously competing and wanting.
这就是孤儿。
And this is orphan.
因为孤儿永远不会满足。
Because orphans are never satisfied.
孤儿没有安全感。
The orphans are not secure.
孤人害怕是任何的时候他的东西会被夺走。
Orphans are afraid that whatever they have is going to be taken away.
所以他一定要赶快竞争。
So they have to compete.
把能够拿下来拿下来。
To take whatever they can.
但是保罗说。
But Paul said.
你要选择给出去。
Give.
打破这个咒诅的方法就是给出去。
To break the cycle of curse is to give it out.
现在是9:18对吗？我在跟你们分享我自己的故事。
Let me share with you my story.
我非常血淋淋的分享给你们听。
My very real, open, honest story.
我在2003年的时候，我从瑞典念圣经学院之后回来。
So back in 2003, after I finished the ministry school, I came back.
我当时是台北灵粮堂最年轻的传道人。
So I was the youngest ministering pastor in Bread of Life.
我还记得那时候常常有非常多的先知从世界各地飞到台湾。对我们发预言。
There were a lot of prophets from overseas coming to Taiwan, and they were prophesied over us.
他们常会讲说，台湾的复兴是从年轻人开始。
And they keep saying and prophesying that Taiwan's revival.
而且是从年轻人生出来。
That revival will come birth from the young people.
当年我自己年轻，而且我带的全部是年轻人。
Because that back then I was young and I lead all the young people.
而且我真的看到我上一代充满了问题。
And I see my previous generation filled with problems.
我心里想的就是，你们等着看，有一天我一定会取代你们。
And in my heart, I say, one day I'm going to replace all of you.
你当你听到这个，我现在。的坦诚的时候，你一定要知道我的背景是什么。
If you just want you to hear my background when you hear this.
因为2001年的时候，我从美国毕业回到台湾。
Because 2001, when I graduated, when I returned to Taiwan.
若不是因为呼召的话，我绝对不会回台湾。
If it wasn't for my calling, I wouldn't actually go back to Taiwan.
因为我申请绿卡已经申请第10年，准备要拿到绿卡。
So I actually applied for the green visa in Taiwan.And PR, yes, PR in the US. I applied for 10 years.
我在美国念的是电脑动画。
I've studied animation in the US.
我所有的老师都是迪士尼的动画师。
All my teachers are from Disney.
所以我出来就是准备要进到迪士尼或者 Warner Brothers.
So I was preparing myself to go into Disney or Warner Brothers.
我知道我可以赚很多的钱。
I know I will earn a lot of money.
之后我还申请了 MBA， 也申请到了。
And I've applied for MBA, and I've.
我心里打算的就是我能够画动画，我同时间又有 manage 的这个 skill。
So I'm planning I was going to get animation work and also going to get this degree.
所以我只要能够进 Disney， 我一定往上爬。
And once I get into Disney, I will go to management.
我绝对不会是只做一个动画师。
I will not just be an animator.
我可以管一群动画师。
I will be a manager of animators.
所以如果不是神呼召我，我绝对不会回台湾。
If it wasn't for the calling, I will never go back to Taiwan.
因为我从小在台湾长大，我根本不想要待那个地方，因为我觉得美国比较好。
Growing up in Taiwan, I really don't want to be in Taiwan because I feel like US is better.
但是当神呼召我的时候，我决定回到台湾。
But when God's calling entered into me, I decided to go back to Taiwan.
意思就是我需要把我的绿卡放掉。
So I'm giving up my citizenship in the US.
不然我每一年我都必须要待在美国半年以上。
But because I need to stay in the US for half a year every year.
要五年才能拿到 citizen.
For 5 years and then I can get my citizenship.
所以我决定放掉我的绿卡。
But then I just give it all up.
我所有的人，周围的人都说我是个笨蛋。
Everyone around me said you're crazy.
因为要拿到绿卡是个多不容易的事情。
It's such pressure, so hard to get.
而且你已经等了10年，你终于要拿到绿卡了。
You waited for 10 years, you're finally getting it.
你竟然就说因为呼召，所以你就放掉一切。
And you're just going to give it all up just because you got your calling?
你知道当你被呼召的时候，你要放掉一些东西吗
？You know when you receive calling, you must give up something.
当神呼召你的时候，你会要放掉一些东西。
When God call you to, you must give up something.
不可能，你所有东西都带着，然后来回应呼召。
You can't.Take everything with you and respond to God's
在你生命里面，你觉得最重要的东西，他会要你放掉。
The things that's most important in your life, God will ask you to
give it up. 因为如果这个东西取代了呼召的重要性，那么呼召对你来讲其实不重要。
Because if something is more important than your calling, then your calling is not that important.
所以当时我就放掉这一切回到台湾。
So I gave it all up and I went back to Taiwan.
而且训光牧师不准我直接去念圣经学院。
And Pastor Guang Guang doesn't allow me to go to Bible school.
他说如果你不去职场，你有一天你没有办法牧养职场。
And then he challenged me, if you don't go into workplace, you can't minister to those in the workplace.
我心里想啊，你也没有职场经验，你凭什么要牧养职场？
I was like, you didn't go to workplace. How come you are telling me to do it?
但是因为他是哥哥，所以他说了算。
Because he's the older brother, so whatever he said matters.
所以我就进到职场，成为媒体的制作人。
So I went into the workplace and become a media worker.
一年的时间，我就在我的公司里面被升职。
Within 1 year, I got promoted.
但是因着呼召。
But because of calling.
我每一次都问训光牧师，我现在可以离开了吗
？I asked Pastor Guang Guang, can I leave now?
当他说可以的时候，我才能够离开职场。
The moment he said yes, I left the workplace.
所以一年后我离开职场的时候，我的老板说：“你为什么要离开
？”After a year, when I leave, my boss asked me, "Why are you leaving?"
我已经把你升职，我又给你加薪，你有什么觉得不满意
？I've promoted you and I have given you more income. Like, why are you not happy?
你是我重点要培养的人，你为什么现在就要离开
？You are the one I'm establishing. Why are you leaving?
我跟他说：“因为我要去念圣经学院。
”And I said, "Because I want to go to Bible college."
他说：“你脑筋有问题啊。
”He said, "Do you have problem?"
念神学院的脑筋都有问题。
You know, there's like people with issue go to Bible school.
一个看完全看不见的人，然后完全看不见的东西，但是你要去放掉一切，然后你要去念神学院。
You can't for something that you cannot see, you're gonna give it all up and go to Bible school.
所以训光牧师就在那个时候说：“现在你先进来办台湾最大型的特会。”
And then he invited me, Pastor Guang Guang, to say, "Come and do the conference of one of the biggest conferences in Taiwan."
如果你曾经2000年左右你有在台湾的话，你知道当时我们是把台大体育馆这个包下来5000多人的聚会。
So it was the first time about like 2000. So if you are in Taiwan, you would know that there was a big conference that we used a big arena in Taipei.
我为什么要讲这？因为这是我的生命经验，造成我后来有这样的想法。
I'm going to share with you this experience, so you know where it came from.
当时我只是一个小组长，在教会里面只是一个小组长。
Well, I was only a small group leader in the church.
但是当我要办这样的特会的时候，是所有的教会都把他们的牧师派过来跟我开会。
But when I'm hosting this big conference, every pastors are being sent to have meetings with me.
那一年我只有28岁。
I was only 28 years old then.
所有的人都大我一轮以上。
All the pastors are double, triple my age.
那一年我感受到教会里面的无能为力。
And I felt this hopelessness in church.
我心中非常的着急。
I was very worried.
特会最后非常成功的落幕。
The conference ended wonderfully.
但是当时我对于台湾的教会，我非常的失望。
I was greatly disappointed with the churches in Taiwan.
我对于上一代我非常的失望。
I was really disappointed by the previous generation.
我觉得他们是没有能力的一群。
I feel they are they're worthless and not capable.
他们辜负神托付给他们的一切。
They've just wasted the calling God has given them.
这是刚刚的前情提要，所以才会回到刚刚我所讲的东西。
So that was the introduction that leads to where I'm heading.
因此，当我一听到先知说复兴会从年轻人开始的时候
，So when I heard the prophet said the revival will start from the youth,
我心里就觉得说，对啊，就是因为你们都没用啊。
And my heart response was, yeah, because your previous generation was worthless.
所以神才要从我们开始啊，不用你们跨过你们了。
So God, that's why He's using us, and you're useless.
就像旷野的那一群以色列。人一样被跨过了，他神没有要你们了，神要我们。
Just like the Israelite generation, they just die in the wilderness. God doesn't want you. God's using us.
所以我确实就在那几年里面看到事情发生在我们的青年牧区里面。
So that couple of years, I'm seeing things happening within our youth.
我今天还是昨天好像有讲到，说我一开始的时候，训光牧师把70个人给我。
So I mentioned earlier that when Pastor Guang Guang gave me 70 people.
但是四年后我就变400个人。
Within 4 years, it grew to 400 people.
当时青年的牧区就有1300到400人。
So, for the youth, youth service, we have about 1,000 people.
当时全台湾超过千人的教会只有6间。
There were only 6 churches in Taiwan that were over 1,000.
但是我们只是一个牧区就超过1000。
But we were only a small service, yet not small, not small, very big, but.Over, like as big as the big churches.
所以意思就是全台湾六间教会里面，我们就是其中一间，光牧区就超过千人。
So out of the 6 largest churches in Taiwan, we were one of them, and one of our services is as big.
那时候每一年我们都办才艺品歌营。
And everywhere we will do outreach event for the youth.
2000到3500每一个梯次不太一样的年轻人会来到。营会里面住4天
Every year we will host this outreach event for the youth, and 2,000, 3,000 youth every year. It's a bit different, but they will live together at a campsite for 4 days.
在两三千人里面有至少有一千多人都是非基督徒。
And within the 2,000 and 3,000 youth, 1,000 of them are non-Christians.
来的时候就骂脏话。
And they come and they swear.
抽烟。
It's like smoking.
你就想说这四天你要带着他们，他们会信主才有鬼。
And you're like, well, 4 days, they're going to become Christian. That's impossible.
怎么可能？
Impossible.
但是那个时候，我们每一年我们都看见一呼召。
And every year, year after year, whenever we call, have altar calls,
上千的人举起手来。
Thousands of them raise their hand to Jesus.
相信耶稣基督。
Believing in Jesus.
徐光牧师说，你绝对不可以叫他们来到台前。
Pastor Guang Guang said, don't call them to the front.
因为怕踩死人。
Because we don't want them trampling and killing people.
但有一次我就决定我必须要这样做。
But one day I feel like I have to call them.
因为我感受神叫我这样做。
Because God calls me to do it.
我就站在台上。
So I stand on the stage.
现在。
Now.
要接受耶稣基督的。
If you want to believe in Jesus.
冲到台前来。
Run to the front.
上千人哇冲到前台前来。
And 1,000 of them run to the front.
我就站在那个地方。
And I was standing there.
叫所有的同工带两三百个同工。
And like 200 of them.
我们站在台上看着这一些人。
Stand on the stage to look at them.
我说神。这是你交给我们的年轻人。
And I will say to God, these are the generation that you have entrusted us.
我叫所有的同工，他们常常都四天都不没睡觉、哦。
I ask the leaders, the co-workers to stand in front four days they don't sleep.
看着你们所结出的果子。
Look at the fruit that you have bear.
我们正在复兴的里面。
We are in revival.
因为台湾的复兴从我们开始。
Because Taiwan's revival start from the youth.
所以在那个时候，我们不断的开始到世界各地。
So we go through the world.
我们不断的影响所有的地方。
Influencing different places.
直到2009年
Until 2009
在台中的一场特会的里面
In 台中 there was a conference
我仍然记得是 Chris 牧师来到我们当中分享
I remember it was Pastor Chris who came and shared with us
我根本不知道他讲什么
I don't know what he shared
但是那一天神很深地对我说话
But that day God spoke to me deeply
我不知道他讲了些什么
I forgot what he said in the sermon
可能跟我们中间有一些人一样没有开玩笑的
Maybe some of you are like that too
在所有在 altar call 的时候
But at the altar call
我跪在地上
I kneeled down
我全身一直颤抖
I was shaking
我一直哭
I was crying
因为神问我一句话
Because God asked me
我没有办法做决定
And I cannot decide
神说你所做的一切都是草木禾秸
God said everything that you have done are just stones
没有一点的金银宝石
And hey there's no treasure
你愿意让我用一把火烧掉吗
Are you willing to burn it all up?
当烧掉之后，你要全部从头再来。
If you burn it up, you must start from scratch.
但是当时我的逻辑没有办法理解。
Within my logic, I do not understand.
世界各地都在邀请我去讲教会增长。
All over the world, God, people are inviting me how to grow church.
他们都在邀请我能够去讲怎么样青年复兴。
They want to invite me to share how to get revival for youth.
为什么说我都是草木禾秸
？God, how dare you say everything I've done is of no value?
至少也有一点金银宝石吧。
There's some sort of treasure.
怎么可能都是草木禾秸？然后你说要放一把火
？How dare you say that there's of no value and you want to burn it up?
然后你还这么有礼貌的说，你让我放吗
？You're so polite. You're asking me, can I burn it?
知道当神问你这样的时候，你能够拒绝还是不拒，还是？你到底要拒绝还是不要拒绝
？If God is asking, can you say no?
所以我在台前一直哭，一直哭，一直哭。
So、I keep crying.
我不是感动的哭。
I'm not moved.
我是不敢说神，你就放一把火烧掉吧。
Because I'm struggling to say God, yes, burn it all up.
我好痛苦，就在那个地上一直哭。
But I was in such a pain, so I was crying.
我曾经在被呼召的时候，我有这样哭过。
I have cried in the past when I got called.
为什么当我都已经来到神的面前回应他的呼召之后，现在神你还要再来一次
？But I've already responded to the call and give it all up, and I'm here, and God, you call me again to give it all up.
好像我在神国度里面所做的一切都没有价值。
It's as if everything I've done in God's kingdom is of no value.
神我一个人带四百多个人呢。
God, myself, I led 400 people.
一年要跑七八个国家哎。
Every year I have to go to the 8 countries.
为什么在你的眼中这叫草木禾秸
？How do you say everything I've done is of no value? No treasure.
我哭到啜泣在那个地上。
I was crying with all of my being.
我自己，我也恨神。
I was hating myself and I was hating God.
到底我做错了什么？你要这样对我
？What have I done wrong? How dare you treat me this way?
所有人都已经离开了，我还跪在那个地上哭。
Everyone has left, and I still was kneeling there crying.
我没有办法做这个决定。
I couldn't make that decision.
我打电话给我太太。
I call my wife.
我说老婆。
Say wife.
我过去所有年间所做的全部是草木禾秸。
Everything I've done in the past for God is just.
神问我说要不要放把火把它全烧了。
Worthless, and God said, can I burn it all?
我就开始大哭。
And I started crying.
我太太从来没有看过我哭过。
My wife never seen me cry.
她非常紧张，不知道到底发生
什么事情。She was so nervous. She didn't know what's happening.
我说，但是神跟我讲话。
I said God spoke to me.
神说，现在要就一把火烧掉，要你就继续活在草木禾秸里面。
God said, if I want to burn it all up, or I continue.
我走到我生命里面的一个拐点。
I've hit a point of decision.
我到底要听神的，还是看我现在所有的成就？
If I wanted to obey God or I want to continue my way of satisfaction.
所有的成就是我最容易拿到的。
My accomplishment is so easy for me.
甚至所有的教会都肯定地说这样对，这样好。
And all the churches, they're giving their approval and said, you're doing great.
但是神说不好。
And God said, no, it's not good.
我就跟我太太哭着说该怎么办。
And I was crying to my wife and said, what should I do?
我太太说没有关系，回来就好，回来就好。
My wife's like, it's okay, come home now.
你可能太累了，回来
就好。Maybe you're too tired, just come home.
不要再去思想这些事情
了。Don't think about this.
我说，如果神说要放一把火烧的话，你愿不愿意让这件事情发生？
And I asked, if God said to burn it up, are you willing to let it burn?
我太太说，只要是神说的，我们就要顺服。
My wife said, if God said it, we must obey.
我跟我太太说，我也很想。
And I said, I want to too.
但是我觉得我做不到。
But I can't.
我太太说不要想太多。
My wife said, "Don't think too much."
相信神就对了。
Just trust God.
我就继续在那个地上哭。
So I continued to cry on the floor.
我哭到我已经没有办法再有声音了。
I cried until I lost my voice.
我说神。
I said, "God."
你就放一把火烧掉吧。
Just burn it up then.
我什么都不要了。
I don't want anything.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
我所有的思想核心开始改变。
My thinking, my values started to change.
今天你们听到我所有在跟你们分享的东西，都是从我的里面改变所生出来的东西。
Everything that you hear me sharing is from the changes that began to happen within me.
那一次的特会，我回到了台北。
That after that conference, I returned to Taipei.
每一个礼拜五都召聚我的领袖。
Every Friday, I gather all my leaders.
我们小组长跟核心同工大概100多人。
About all my cell group leaders and my core leaders, about 100 of them.
我跪在地上。
I kneel in front of them.
我说，请你们原谅我。
I said, please forgive me.
我身为一个牧师。
As a pastor.
我把你们带错了方向。
I led you to the wrong direction.
但是今天我说不出来到底是哪里错。
But today I can't explain what I did wrong.
但是我知道，神说那都是草木禾秸。
But God said these are all worthless.
一点金银宝石都没有。
No value.
还有另外四个区都有牧师。
There's other areas there with other pastors.
我请你们都能够去跟其他的牧师。
Please go to the other pastors.
因为我要重新再来。
Because I need to restart.
但是我不知道能够怎么来。
But I don't know how.
但是我决定一件事情。
But I'm determined.
只要不是建造在神国的。
If it's not based on God's kingdom,
我都不要了。
I want none of it.
那一天我哭，他们也都跟着哭。
That day I cried and all of them cried with me.
你要知道在那个年代里面，我做什么，他们就会做什么。
You know, in that time, whatever I do, they follow.
你可能不能想象，当我这边染一撮头发之后，他们全部都会染这一撮。
Do you kind of understand? If I dye my hair just like this part, they all will do it.
我只要换了任何的球鞋，他们就会跟着我换那个球鞋。
If I change any shoes, they will follow me and make the same shoes.
我去到四大夜市，是二三十个人帮我开门的。
When I go to the night markets, like 2 or 3, 30 of them will open doors for me.
突然间我发现教会怎么跟我以前在帮派很像。
And then I realized when I am in the church, it's as if I was in the game.
我一样可以做所有我要做的事情。
I can do whatever I want.
原来神就说这全部是草木禾秸。
That's why God said all of them is worthless.
没有一点金银宝石。
There's no treasure.
全部已经把神国建造在人的渴望的里面。
All of God's kingdom is built on the desire of a man.
神要烧掉我所有里面。
God want to burn it all up.
那是孤儿的灵所才建造的，用神国来建造。
It is of an orphan spirit that I'm building God's kingdom here.
那是孤儿的灵想要建造自己的国，但是套了一个神在其中。
It is the orphan spirit wanting to build their own kingdom, but name it God's kingdom.
我说神我都不要。
I said I want none of it, God.
我不需要人家为我开门。
I don't want anyone opening doors for me.
我不需要人家来接待我。
I don't want anyone hosting me anymore.
我什么都不要。
I want none of it.
我要重新来跟随你。
I want to start again and follow you.
如果我没办法校正我自己。
If I cannot readjust myself.
连我自己都不晓得该怎么跟随你。
Then I don't know how to follow you.
我跪在那边哭。
I kneel there and cry.
他们全部都在哭。
They're all crying with me.
我说我做错了。
I said I'm wrong.
他们全部异口同声说你没有错。
And I said you didn't do wrong.
我说你们去跟其他的牧师。
I said go follow other pastors.
他们说我只跟你，心动哥。
I said I will only follow you.
我只跟你。
I only follow you.
没有其他人。
No other person.
这就是最大的问题。
That's the problem.
这群人不是在跟神。
They are not following Jesus.
这群人是在跟我。
They are following me.
原来这叫做草木禾秸。
This is not of value.
原来这不是金银宝石。
This is not treasure.
所有的人数都是一个虚幻的东西。
All these numbers are like
所有看起来的权力都是虚幻的东西。
All these authorities are not of value.
所有看起来一切的东西都是假的。
Everything that you see are fake.
从那一刻，我跟他们讲说，我们再也不能这样走了。
From that day on, I tell them you can't, we can't do this anymore.
我们必须要听神到底说什么。
We must follow the voice of God.
当我们不再自私。
When we no longer are selfish.
我们当我们不再竞争。
We no longer are in competition.
当我们为了我们周围的人好。
When we are living for the benefit of others.
神重新开始建造金银宝石。
God will restart to build the treasures in our lives.
神重新开始建造金银宝石在我们生命的里面。
God is starting to build treasures in our lives.
而在那个过程的里面。
In that process.
我发现我原来我也不尊荣我的上一代。
I realized I wasn't honoring of the people above me.
原来我一直认为我可以做的所有的东西。
I always feel like I can do everything.
我却忘记了圣经里面其实常常有很多的族谱。
And then I forgot in the Bible there's a lot of generational records.
他很清楚地强调谁生谁，谁又生了谁，谁又生了谁。
And a lot of times the Bible says who gave birth to who gave birth to who.
神在乎的是每一个世代。
God cares each generation.
神不是只在乎一个世代。
God doesn't only care about one generation.
大卫是非常有能力的君王。
Yes, David, it was a powerful God, a king.
但是在圣经里面，他常常被称为耶西的儿子。大卫
But in the Bible, he was called the son of Jesse.
但是耶西其实在圣经里面一点都不有名。
You know, Jesse isn't famous in the Bible.
你没有看到他做了任何的丰功伟业。
You don't really see what great accomplishment he's done.
但是当他要称大卫的时候
But when they're calling David,
神称耶西的儿子大卫
God says, son of Jesse, David.
我开始把我的眼目开始定睛看着我的长辈。
I start to shift my focus and see my elders.
我过去认为台湾没有复兴是他们所造成的。
I feel like they are the cause of breaking revival in Taiwan.
但是当神烧了一把火之后，我发现他们为台湾做了非常非常大的贡献。
But after God set a fire on my accomplishment, I began to see that these elders have given so much and sacrificed so much for Taiwan.
我开始走到他们的生命里面，求他们能够原谅我，能够为我祷告。
And I began to change and able to come to them and say, "Please forgive me. Please pray for me."
我再也不再用人数来证明我是谁。
And I'm no longer using numbers to prove who I am.
到后来。前面我讲说他们都会二十几个人帮我开门，对不对
？You know, I've mentioned like 20 people would open doors for me.
现在都是我为二十几个人开门。
Now I open doors for 20 people.
所以今天你们看到我说你们都不要为我开门。
So if you see me, you don't need to hold the door for me.
因为我已经非常习惯我要开始服侍人。
Because I am now used to serving others.
过去所有的人都服侍我，因为我认为我有异象。
In the past, everybody served me because I feel like I have the vision.
但是原来异象其实是巩固我的权力的方式。
But actually, vision was a way of me establishing my authority.
而现在我只有一个异象。
But now I only have one vision.
就是我神说什么我就跟他说。
And that is
他做什么我就做。
What God says, I will say. What God does, I will do.
因此，当天国文化进到我们里面的时候
，And therefore, when kingdom culture enter into us,
它成了我们的救命的解药。
It becomes the saving medicine for us.
因为天国所看的跟地上看的完全不一样。
Because the perspective of heaven is different with the world.
地上要的是大企业。
The world needs success.
大教会。
Big churches.
大的能力。
Big power.
大的权柄。
Big authority.
但是天上要的。
But kingdom.
只是一个愿意爱他的。
Just seek for a heart that longs for God.
当我选择做一个爱他的孩子。
When I choose to be a child that loves God.
其他一切都嫁给我了。
Everything else will be given onto us.
但是那一切嫁给我的不再成为我眼目所要看的。
And everything else that's added onto me isn't the focus of my mind anymore.
那些东西再也不是我想要竞争的。
Anything that I'm competing for.
因此我总是为了服侍我周围的人。
And I'm living to a way that I can serve others.
拿出我的恩膏来。
Giving out my anointing.
到我周围的人。
To bless those around me.
我开始学习要建造金银宝石。
I've learned to build with treasures.
不要再走回头路。
To not go back to old wrong ways.
不要再建造草木禾秸。
To not build things of no value.
那一切都没有意义。
Those are pointless.
今天我非常坦诚地在你们面前讲我的故事。
Today I share so openly about my story.
其实并没有太多人能够听过这个故事。
Actually, a lot of people haven't heard of my story.
因为那是一个非常破碎的过程。
Because it's a very broken process.
等于你要把你所有最会的东西，把它完全的废掉。
It is a time that you your biggest strength and to let it all go.
你要自废你的武功。
You're just letting go your biggest strength.
以至于神可以从你里面生出来。
So that God can be reborn inside of you.
人不需要看到你。
People doesn't need to see you.
人需要从你看到神。
People need to see God in you.
如果我们挡住了人看见神。
If we hinder people to see God.
我们其实跟过去的法利赛人没有不一样。
We are no different with Pharisees.
因此我一直祷告神。
That's why I keep praying.
把孤儿的灵从我里面赶出去。
Cast out the orphan spirit inside of me.
如果我再继续跟人竞争。
If I'm competing with others.
我如果自私的仍然用我自己的想法做事情。
If I'm selfish and using my ways.
主，我求你马上管教我。
God, please discipline me.
不要再拖。
So that I will no longer drag it.
不要拖到让我已经到了某个程度之后。
Don't let it drag to a point.
你才管教的时候，那个真的对我来讲太伤了。
Then you discipline me, but it's too late, it's too hurtful.
我求你随时对我说话。
So every moment teach me.
随时就教导我。
Every moment teach me.
随时就管教我。
Every moment discipline me.
我以至于可以马上归位。
So I can quickly readjust.
回到对的位置上面跟神说。
Back to the right position where you are.
我不要草木和解。
I do not want things of not of worth.
我只要金银宝石。
I only want to build with treasure.
我不为钱工作。
I don't want to earn or live my life for money.
我只为我所爱的神工作。
I will only work for the God I loved.
我服侍周围的人。
When I serve others,
我不求别人给我任何的回报。
It's not for the benefit that I can gain.
因为这就是耶稣的形象。
Because that is the image of Jesus.
因为耶稣在教导我们要这样做。
Because Jesus is teaching us to do this.
他说，当你降为卑的时候，
When you humble yourself,
你最后就会升为高。
You will be lifted high.
但是升为高永远不是你的目标。
But if you're lifted high, it's never the goal.
但是降为卑是你需要做到的。
But you humble yourself is the thing that you must do.
当你降为卑的时候。
When you humble yourself,
就像耶稣取了奴仆的样式。
Like Jesus taking the image of a slave.
当他拥有一切的时候。
When he has everything.
他把他上衣脱掉。
He took out his outer coat.
跪在门徒的面前。
Kneeled before the disciples.
为他们洗脚。
And washed their feet.
当天上地下所有权柄都在他身上的时候。
With all of authority in the world is given to Jesus.
他选择跪下来洗脚。
Jesus chose to kneel and wash
his feet. 我常常会问那些年轻人说，当天下地上所有东西都交给你的时候，你会做什么？
I'll ask the young people, if all of authority in heaven are given to you, what will you do?
他们说我会买法拉利。
I will say I will buy a Ferrari.
他们说我们想要买豪宅。
I will buy a big house.
他们说我们要买 iPhone 15。
I will buy an iPhone 15.
你知道，当我告诉这些年轻人的时候，年轻人说的话是这样子。
So these are what the young people are saying.
但是耶稣当他所有都交在他手中的时候，他跪下来服侍别人。
But when Jesus received all of our authority of earth, he kneeled down and he ministered.
原来当你真正知道你有什么时候，你才能够服侍别人。
Only when you know truly who you are, then can you serve.
如果你的服侍都是因为你觉得你自卑，你想要别人能够讨好别人，给你肯定而去服侍。
If you're serving, it's because you are low self-esteem and you want others to like you.
其实你不是跟神换取，是在跟人换取。
You are not in exchange for God. You're actually in exchange from people.
所以你的服侍绝对不会快乐。
So you will not be happy ministering.
因为你觉得说，凭什么要这样服侍你？
You're saying like, why should I serve you?
但是在教会里啊，那我就服侍。
Oh, I'm in church. Okay, Jesus love you. I have to serve.
希望耶稣其实不要爱你。
Oh, actually, I don't want Jesus like you.
所以你的服侍里面充满着你自己的想法。
So your ministers are filled with your thoughts.
但是你希望在教会里面被认可，所以你要站在一个服侍的位置上。
You want to be recognized in church, so you take a role in church.
我们仍然在对价关系。
And we also have this spirit.
我们不只跟神对价。
We're gaining from people.
我们也跟人对价。
We're also comparing to people.
我们希望我们这样做的人可以更爱我们一点。
We were doing this so people can love me more.
我们希望这样做的时候可以得到更多的认同。
We do it, we can get more recognition.
这不是神要的服事。
This is not a ministry from God.
因为耶稣的服事。
Because Jesus ministered.
是当他真知道他有用什么时候。
Is when he truly knows what he has.
他把所有的倾倒下来服事人。
He pour out everything he has and minister others.
原来当我们真知道我们有什么的时候，
Only when we truly know ourselves,
我们才有真正的资格来服侍人。
We will have the ability to truly minister others.
所以服侍是一个尊荣。
So serving is honoring.
能够在教会服侍人是一个尊荣。
If you can serve, it is an honor.
但是你真知道你是谁的时候，你才能够做的服侍。
Is it something that you can do if you truly know yourself?
因为没有人可以把你的 identity 拿走。
Because no one can take away your identity.
因为你已经知道你是谁了。
Because you know who you are.
当你非常清楚知道你是谁的时候，
When you truly know who you are,
你所做的服侍才会有价值。
Then everything you do, your minister has value.
而那个价值不只是对神有价值。
And the value isn't just a value to God.
也会让你周围人感受到价值。
And others can feel that value.
所以今天你在做经营的事，你在建造的是金银宝石还是草木和解？
So today you will ask yourself, what are you building? Is it of value or of no value?
今天你的所有的服事在神面前是否有价值？
Is your ministry before God? Does it have value before God?
如果今天晚上我们能够确认一件事情，我们可以分辨出来到底我的服事是有价值还是没有价值的时候。
Today, if we have the ability to discern whether our ministry is of value or no value,
或许你会经历 像我一样来到神的面前，在那个哭泣的里面的时候重新的悔改。
Maybe you will face an encounter, a moment like me. I have to repent.
那个悔改烧掉了所有我的以为。
That repent burn away all that I expected, all that I wanted to build.
甚至人认为我最有成就的。
And even recognition of man.
我重新回到神的面前。
I return back to God.
就是成为一个儿子。
And to become a son.
我什么都不是，我就是个儿子。
I am nothing but a son.
所有外面的东西都不重要，我就是一个儿子。
All the external stuff is nothing. I am just a son.
当我用儿子的身份，就是来服侍这位神的时候
，When I have the identity of the son, I minister to God.
父亲就把他一切的产业交在我的手中，让我能够运用。
The Heavenly Father gave all of Himself and resources into my hands so that I can use.
所以很多的时候，我们要的东西。
A lot of times, what we want.
如果我们只是定睛在那个事情上面
，we only focus on the event.
那个东西就成为我们生命的捆绑。
That becomes our bondages.
但是我不要那个东西。
But I said I don't want that.
神就把它摆在我的后面。
Then God will place it behind me to follow me.
要我开始能够使用这些东西。
Enable me to use it to bless.
因为那些东西再也不会拦阻我了。
Because that doesn't become my hindrance.
那些东西再也不会把我的眼目转向。
That would not take up my focus.
所以神就把它全然的倾倒下来。
Then God can enable it to be in my life.
因此，这时候我就可以勇敢的往前走。
So I can be courageous. I can move forward.
因为孤儿的灵跟我无关。
Because I'm no longer trapped by orphan spirit.
儿子的灵充满在我的里面。
The spirit of sonship is filling me.
以至于我可以呼喊阿爸父。
So I can cry out, Abba Father.
当儿子的灵充满我的时候
，When the spirit of sonship fills me,
我就可以叫阿爸父。
I can cry out, Father.
阿爸父就把所有的东西放在我的生命的里面。
And the Father can get everything behind into my life.
因为他知道你是可以被信任的。
Because you are entrusted.
因为你不是追求这些东西。
Because you are not seeking those things.
你是追求这些东西。的拥有者
，because you are seeking the rewarder.
当你全然要拥抱他
，you want to embrace Father God.
你不再竞争
，you're not competing.
你不再自私
，you're not selfish.
爸爸就把可以管理的交在你的手中
，then God can give what you are able to manage into your hands.
他知道你不会错误的把这些东西使用
，God can entrust you to not misuse it.
不会像我的儿子一样会买十万块的养乐多
，not like my son will probably buy 10,000 多多 to drink.
他知道交付给我的时候。
Because God said, when it's entrusted into your hands, it will be used rightfully.
以至于自私的灵就离开了我们。
The selfish spirit left us.
竞争的灵就离开了我们。
A competition spirit will leave us.
当我们来到基督的身体的里面。
We will enter into the body of Christ.
他不要左手会去打右手。
The left hand won't hurt the right hand.
他不要左脚会去踩右脚。
He doesn't want the right leg to step on the left leg.
因为耶稣的身体。
Because the body of Christ
是要彼此来帮助的。
Must help one another.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Brother and sisters
若是我们来到教会
If we come into the church
我们还在看那只手 不爽
And we look at that hand I'm angry at them
我们看到他生命有很多的问题
Oh that hand has a lot of issues
但你知道他是身体的一部分吗
But do you know that it belongs to the body
你想要打那个手的时候其实打到你自己你知道吗
If you want to hit the hand you're actually hurting yourself
但是如果你不再竞争
But if you're no longer competing
当你不再自私
You're no longer selfish
你就是给予爱的时候
You are giving love
那只手会变得强壮
That hand will become stronger
另外的肢体开始会变成更加的强壮
Then other body parts will grow to be stronger
那整个身体就会变得非常的强壮
And the whole body will become stronger
今天的教会
Our church today
要把孤儿的灵赶出去
Must cast out the orphan spirit
只要我们一查验我们在跟我们周围人比较
When we realize we are competing with others
我们一查验，我们里面有自私的行为。
We discern we have selfish ambition.
我们就被孤儿灵所控制。
We are governed by the orphan spirit.
那其实就是魔鬼的力量。
And that is the power of devil.
我们要卸除这个武装。
We must disable it.
就要慷慨。
We must be generous.
就要知道你是神的儿女。
We must know that we are children of God.
这个身份不需要再去竞争而拿来。
This identity doesn't need you striving for it.
这个身份是拥抱而来。
Embrace and you shall receive.
说阿爸
Abba,
我渴望你充满在我的里面
I desire you to fill me.
我们有预备那个回应诗歌，我先渴望吗
Let's respond in worship.
敬拜团，我们就开始上来，好吧？我们一起从我座位上起立
Please stand to worship.
我们一起来唱好吗？
天。So loud 新这个时代，感受你的同在，来医治恢复我们，开启你的儿女，经历你的大爱，你的爱，我的心。
手中，让我们能够看见你恩典超乎所求求的，在我们的里面，好不好？你如果说方言的话，我们就开口用方言来祷告，向神来祷告，眺望你的脸。 百姓，释放你的百姓，释放你的百姓能够来敬拜你，释放你的百姓能够来服侍你，释放你的百姓脱离埃及的思想，进到迦南的里面。主，我向你来祷告，让你的身体全然的健康起来，让你的身体强壮起来，让耶和华的军队兴起来，在耶稣基督的里面成就。主，我向你祷告，一切的恩典充满在我们当中，充满在我们当中，充满在我们当中，充满在我们当中，因为这是我深渴望的，这是我所求的，我的心，我的心。
我的心those around you on the left and on your right.
神把我们从本地本族父家带到这个地方。
God has called us from the father's house to be in this place.
他要我们知道珍惜彼此。
He wants us to know the true self of one another.
华人有十五亿。
There's so millions and millions of Chinese.
偏偏我们就在这个地方。
But you are here in this moment.
这次我来到这边，我可以见到你们每一位。
And that's why today I can see and meet you.
都不是突然。
This is not by accident.
都是神的计划。
This is all God's plan.
所以我不晓得当你看着你两边的人的时候。
So I don't know maybe when you're looking at the people next to you.
好不好？你可以把你的手跟他牵起来。
Can you just reach out your hand and hold their hands?
把我们所有的人都能够牵起来。
I want every single one of us to hold hands.
因为我们是一个家。
Because we are family.
在这边不是三个教会。
We are not three churches,
是一个家,
but one family.
是一个家,
but one family.
因此我邀请你能够牵手的时候,
when I invite you to hold hands,
你不只是要为你两边人祷告,
you're not just praying for those next to you.
你要为这个家祷告,
I want you to pray for this family.
因此我邀请你,
so I invite you.
你知道很多的祷告, 我们自己的祷告都是很自私的,
you know a lot of prayers are selfish.
我们总是为我们求所有的事。
We only pray for what I can have.
但今天我要你为你两边的人求所有的事。
But today I want you to pray for everything else for the person.
神总是应允那个不自私的祷告。
You know God always answer prayers that we didn't pray.
神总是祝福那一些我们为了别人的祷告。
God always answer the prayer that we pray for others.
所以等一下我要邀请你祷告的时候。
So when we invite you to pray.
你要想到最大最大的祝福是为你旁边人的。
Ask for the best blessings for the person next to you.
你如果你知道你旁边人最大的需要是什么，你大声的跟神祷告，祝福他的需要。
If you know the need of the person, ask greatly with great faith.
满足他的需要
，fulfill their need.
因为你不是为你自己祷告
，because you're not praying for yourself.
你是为你周围的人祷告
，you're praying for the person next to you.
那你就大胆的求
，so ask courageously.
你千万不要因为你一祝福完之后，他拿到这些礼物之后。
But don't that after you pray and they receive a gift that you started to be jealous? Oh, if only I didn't pray for them.
真正不自私的祷告
a truly unselfish prayer
是倾倒下来为他祷告
It's completely pour out.
把所有你能够用的知识
any knowledge that you understand,
所有你可以想出来最好的祝福
whatever biggest blessing you can imaginable,
就为你周围人祷告
blessed to the person next to you.
神垂听那个不自私的祷告
God answers unselfish prayer.
神会祝福到你周围的人身上
So God will bless the person next to you.
你知道吗？当你在为你左右两边人祷告的时候，他们也在为你祷告。
Can you see that when you are blessing the person next to you, they are blessing you?
当你在祝福他们的时候，他们也在祝福你。
When you are blessing them, they are blessing you.
所以你要用尽力量为他们祝福。
So then give all your strength to bless them.
看看神会成就在我们中间什么样荣耀的事情。
And see what glory God will accomplish in us.
所以当我数到三的时候
，So when I count to three,
我们准备要开口祷告。
We're going to pray.
我们要大声的开口祷告
we'll pray loudly.
我们不害羞的祷告
we'll not be shy.
我们用最好的方式为我们旁边的人祝福
best prayer,
so, Are you ready?
Are you ready?
一
One
二
Two
三
Three
开口来祷告好